This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening.
Sucks. I have a Zoom recorder, as everybody knows. I love my Zoom. I carry it around with me almost everywhere I go. However, every now and then, if I'm not careful, if I like put them in my pants pocket instead of my jacket pocket, I will turn the Zoom on and it will just kill batteries for no good reason. And apparently that's what happened just now. My batteries were on. But I wasn't recording anything, and it wasn't set to record, so, you know, you're not going to hear. So on my my SD card, I don't have, like, random bits of me listening to the radio and pumping gas or anything like that, which is what I just did. But it just means that my batteries are going to die a little bit sooner. Now, I have rechargeable batteries, but the other I have four rechargeable batteries. Two of them I keep in the machine. Two of them I keep on the charger. Guess who forgot to bring the fresh batteries, well, the recharged batteries with him. So this is probably not going to last very long. Anyway, hello and thank you for listening to Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Deliberate Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com/site. S-I-T-E, or you can just go to deliberatenoise.com, and there you'll find links to all the shows in the Deliberate Noise Network, including this one, and such shows as Movie Noise, Comic Book Noise, TV Noise, Sci-Fi Noise. It's a bunch of noise going on over there. Anyway, I'm driving around, so I'm not sure exactly what the first song is going to be, but what I'm going to start doing from now on is on these shows where I don't know what song I'm going to play, I'm going to do like I used to do and just save the playlist for the very end of the show. I mean, I don't know why I was so lazy that I didn't do that. But yeah, that's what's going to start happening. So you'll be able to find out such great songs as the one I just played and this one. And God, I hope these songs are truly great.
A salute at the threshold of the North Sea of my mind, and a nod to the boredom that drove me here to face the tide and swam. I swam, oh swam. Dip a toe in the ocean, oh how it hardens and it numbs. The rest of me is a version of mine built to collapse and crumb. And if I hadn't come now to the coast to disappear, I may have died in the landslide of rocks and hopes and fear. So I swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Or you a man and you a bag of sand.
I was convicted of a crime I did not score. Someone stole some diamonds, it looked a lot like me. So I served my sentence and soon I will be free. So I served my sentence and soon I will be free.
Alright, now wasn't that a great song? Alright, I'm gonna stop that. Act like I know what I'm know what songs I'm gonna play, because that's you guys already know that I have no clue. So for me to just sit there and act like I do know what I'm playing is kind of disrespectful to all involved, disrespectful to the musicians, disrespectful to you, the listener, and disrespectful to myself, because I shouldn't be that much of a jackass. Anyway, yeah, you know, I'm in a really weird mood because I'm on my way to the doctor, and usually when I'm on my way to the doctor, I'm kind of all I'm usually kind of sleepy. I don't know why, but I always wake up like 7 or 8 times during the night before a doctor's appointment, even if it's just like this one, just a follow-up. But last night I only woke up 4 or 5 times, so you know, that's a good night for me. Anyway, but like I said, I'm just really in a weird, goofy mood, and I'm not really sure why, you know. Anyway, here's some more music.
Puis ce fut ma fée adorable. Puis je vous baisse les mains, puis je vous baisse le front. Je m'empare de toi, mon amour. Je te presse absolument nul contre moi.
Thank you.
You know, I think part of my goofy mood might have to do with the fact that whenever I get up in the morning, first thing I do is I try to post shows for the network. And it's really weird because sometimes the show title that is sent to me is not the final title that the podcaster wants to deal with. For example, Mike Myers has an episode. I forgot what the final name of it was. Oh, yeah, it's called Podcast Crossover because it was he's a podcaster for a podcast host for two shows. One is Geek Brunch and the other is DC Noise. And he had him all his co-hosts on at once. So that was kind of cool, but that's what it's called. However, the file he sent over me was, Geek Brunch 134 Sugar Balls or something like that. It's all morning long I've had Sheena Easton's Sugar Walls stuck in my head all day long. That's just not very nice, Mike. Which is, you know, it's kind of cool, but at the same time, you don't really want sugar walls stuck in your head. Huh? Oh, Yeah. And in addition to post, see, all right, this is what I do, right? I wake up in the morning and I check my email because it's like always something that happens in those few hours that I finally do end up going to sleep that I have to address. Now, a lot of people in the network either work days, so they contact me at night, or they work nights, you know, or afternoons. I don't know when Ryan works, but it seems that Ryan always seems to send stuff around between 11 and midnight. I don't know if he's insomniac or what, but there's also the East Coast guys who send me stuff in the middle of the night. And so it's just really weird because there's always something. There's always something. So I will address that. I will figure out what shows in the schedule need to get posted on a particular day. I will very briefly scan the news to see if there's a news story that I want to post up on whichever blog. Oh, by the way, yeah, I did an experiment that I'm going to tell you about right after. This might be an extra long show because I don't know how many segments that I can record before my batteries die. So I'm going to try to record as many as I can. So if the show just, if in mid-sentence the show just stops, that's why. And then later on I will go back, make the playlist and tell you exactly what songs I play. Anyway, I'll be back and tell you about the experiment I did to tell you whether or not it worked.
As I can bear. to start.
All right, my friend Jasper from Plan 9 Rock Show, who I don't think he does that anymore. At one time, Jasper had three podcasts. He had Plan 9 Rock Show, which was his first one. Good Clean Fun, which he does with Michael Butler, which is a great show, by the way. They crack me up. Even when they don't mean to, they crack me up. And he also did one for the Comic Book Noise family called Burning Trash, you know. And he quit doing it, I want to say in 2008, 2009. He only did like maybe 7 episodes, but they were very well received. At least people that I know of who listened to it liked it, right? And he still gets a lot of downloads, comparatively speaking. I mean, this is like, so he hasn't been around in at least 2 years. But he gets a lot of downloads. Now, he used to play music on each and every show, right? He would, it was basically like the Plan 9 Rock Show, if you ever listen to that. But about comic books instead of music. But he would play music. So even though his site has pretty much been dormant for 2 years, I decided doing a little experiment. So for several months, I had a video a day going up on the Burning Trash site. Monday through Friday, it would feature a week of an artist that he has played on his show. And on the weekend, it would be something related to them, but not exactly, you know? Like, maybe they did a cover of a song that I had a video posted of earlier in the week, and then on Saturday or Sunday, I'd play the original, right? Or if one of their songs was covered, I'd do it like that. Or if it was a side project from one of the other bands. I mean, so it for several months, you were getting new content on that website every single day, right? And it was all SEO'd up so that fans of the band could easily find it. And I just wanted to see what the to see if the numbers were going to pick up from basically zero to see how much they can go, you know. And I shouldn't say they were basically zero. I think he's maybe getting like maybe 3 or 4 visits a day, which for some of the sites that I have on the Deliberate Noise Network, that is a steady. that's not a lot, but that is steady, you know. And so, like I said, I just wanted to see what would happen. And what I found out is that even with quote unquote new content every single day, the numbers did not change at all, you know. So it makes me really wonder about podcast sites, you know. If all they really do need to be is a list of archives, you know. Oh, that should be my next experiment. I should take one of my old shows, one that I don't do any longer, and just have links to the podcasts themselves. You know, nothing else, not even a blog, just a link of podcasts. Let's see what kind of visits that gets. Anyway, here's some more music before you get too bored.
My cosmic car. but you're true, and I don't know what to do, cause it never bothers me when you're where you need to be. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I mean, what do I expect, to put a rope around your neck and just declare your proper teeth? Well, baby, no, it isn't me. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Well, you're not, 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 not gonna break my heart.
Who's driving around podcasting right next to the police? Yeah, I mean it's nothing dangerous. I have one hand on the steering wheel at all times. The other one I'm holding my Zoom, and the mic gain is on high, so that you guys can at least hear me no matter how far away from the mouth. From my mouth, I have it. I can just go ahead and speak a little bit louder if I feel it's necessary. It doesn't matter. If the sound levels are too far out, then I will just I just levelate it, you know. But I just drove by the police, and maybe it's because it's rush hour. They didn't really give a shit. I don't know. So anyway, More music for you.
Somebody needs to tell me what I'm supposed to do. Say that I'm not supposed to be in love with you. Say that you're too weird for me. And you leave fastly. And I'm the only one who ever believed in you. Somebody tell me what I'm looking to think. Everyone's saying that
I'm the only one who ever believed in you.
All right, you know what? I don't think that these batteries are going to die anytime soon. And I'm in a suburb that is, I believe, 98% Caucasian American, 1% Asian American, or Asian, and the rest is other. Yeah, that other 1% is other. And this is a place that is notorious for stopping drivers while black. So I think maybe I should sign off now before I get stopped for driving and podcasting while black. Because I don't think they'd beat me down, but I got a doctor's appointment. I really don't want to miss it because I'm busy getting my ass whooped. So thank you for listening. I'm not exactly signing off because one more song and then I'll have a list of all the songs that I've played. But just in case I forget to do that stuff, I do want to thank you for listening. Bye.
Seems to me like they want us to be afraid, man. Maybe we just like being afraid. Maybe we just so used to it at this point that it's just a part of us, part of our culture. Security alert on orange. It's been on orange since 01, G. I mean, what's up, man? Can a brother get yellow, man? Just for like 2 months or something? Sick of that. Mic check. The groove is thick, so I'ma rhyme like a lunatic. With an unassuming wit, the corporation conjured up the bass and the tempo. My name is Liv, that's the intro, now let's go. The flow of life throwing strife into the mix to depict our condition and the word is sick. The powers to be, a power in me to speak upon stress and strife that I see every day. And launch a speaker bomb, culture of fear is up in your ear. They're telling us terrorists about to strike, maybe tonight, right? Let me just back up slowly with critical analysis of those who control me. It used to be we just had a screen in the crib on the TV, but now we carry screens when we leave. See laptops, smartphones, now we're never alone. A new affliction I call media dome. But on the low, famine is the programming. You wanna watch your favorite show because it's so slamming. Hold hands and let's gaze into the beautiful glare while we're here, so immersed in this culture of fear.
Of songs, a lot more than I had initially planned on. So this show is probably going to be about as twice as long as a normal episode. So if this is your very first time listening to Deliberate Noise, they're not usually this long, have this much music on it. But this is pretty much how I do the driving episodes. So you might like it, you might not. Anyway, the show started off with Las Vegas with Daddy's Gone. Then there was Frightened Rabbit with Swim Until You Can't See Land, followed by Josh Rouse with I Will Live on Islands. See, little theme there. Anyway, after that was Groove Armada with Shameless, Dimitri from Paris with Un Very Stylish Fille, a very stylish girl, the Ravenettes with War in Heaven, Mates of State with Palomino, Pains of Being Pure at Heart with Heart in Your Heartbreak, Ladytron with White Elephant, the Dum Dum Girls with Coming Down, AM and Sean Lee, Dart into Light, the Dodos with Black Knight, and IGHT, the Dirt Bombs with Cosmic Cars, the Etts with My Heart, Black Lips with Modern Art. There was Fruit Bats with You're Too Weird, My Morning Jacket with Holding On to Black Meadow, Leftover Cuties, Everything I Got, and that last song was by Thievery Corporation with Culture of Fear. Thank you for listening to this episode. If this is your first time listening and you're not subscribed, please feel free to go ahead and subscribe. The show does come out. It doesn't come out as much as I would like, but it does come out on a basis, an irregular basis. But you can get the archives by going to deliberatenoise.com/site, SITE. If you have feedback, you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Or you can email me at Derek, it's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Thank you all new listeners. Welcome aboard. Hope you liked it. And all returning listeners, you know I love you. You know it. Mwah. Anyway, I will be back soon, I hope, with another episode. I'm going to see.